I had a lot of, to do with ministers during those early years. A lot of our research was funded by the Department of Education, as it then was, or the Department of Health, a little bit by the Home Office. But all of that changed during the 80s. And the situation in the 90s was that politicians didn't want researchers asking questions. They wanted simply evidence that their policies were correct, which is not an appropriate role for a scientist. Let me give a specific example where there has been much debate over the British tendency to lock up more and more and more young people. And the evidence is that it makes things worse. That's pretty consistent and is not really in the least bit controversial among scientists. Now, you can't recommend that that should change, but what one can say is if you're wanting revenge on the criminal, you know, fine, lock them up if that's what you want to do. If, however, you're wanting them to behave in acceptable ways in the future, then this actually is not a good way to go. You have to decide that.